13. The LSV not invented here looked out at the hundreds of warships heaving to around it. It sensed signals flickering between them and the craft it had deployed, its four warships and the superlifters and GCUs it had militarized. It subsequently sensed its own ships altering their targeting procedures, shifting the foci of their attention from the ships the sleeper service had dispatched to itself. The LSV's mind booted up the AI cores that would run the ship perfectly well until a replacement for itself could be found, checked they were working properly, then severed all its links with anything outside the physical limits of its mind core. It ejected all eight of its internal emergency power units from itself. Its awareness just faded away, like mist dispersed by a freshening wind. Some hundreds of light-years away, the steely glint had already considered taking the same course as the knot invented here. It had decided not to. It considered putting its case for the way it had acted, and accepting the judgment and sanctions of its peers was the more honorable course. It studied again the text of the message it had received from the sleeper service. I have been rather more constructively employed over the past few decades than might have been imagined. The following have been manufactured. Type 1 offensive units, roughly equivalent to Abominator class prototype 512. Type 2 offensive units, equivalent to Torturer Class 2048. Type 3 offensive units, equivalent to Inquisitor Class Prototype Upgraded 2048. Type 4 offensive units, roughly equivalent to Velocity Improved Killer Class 12288. Type 5 offensive units, based on Thug Class Upgrade Design Study 24576. Type 6 offensive units, based on Militarized Scree Class LCU Various Types 49152. These craft do not represent a hegemonistic threat, as they are not independent mind-supporting entities. They are AI core-controlled, semi-slave to me, and therefore only capable of being used effectively as a single unit, not as a distributed war machine. All are currently deployed in the volume of space around the accession. The surrender of the affronter fleet of culture craft has been effected without conflict. The ROU killing time, aided by the other regular culture warships in the volume, has taken charge of the vessels. It would appear that the craft from the ship's store at Pittance are personally blameless, and have been the victims of an act of treacherous espionage. 9 affronter military officers have also surrendered. Their commanding officer took his own life. I include a roster of their names and ranks. List attached. Should the affront now sue for peace, I propose that I, and therefore my war fleet, be placed at the disposal of authorities considered acceptable to all concerned. I and the fleet under my command will not be used to prosecute any further hostilities against the affront or anybody else. Any other suggested uses will be evaluated on their merit. Otherwise, it is my intention, in the fullness of time, to dismantle the craft I have constructed and go into a retreat. I attach a signal file received from the LSV Serious Callers Only. Signal file attached. I also attach records of the confirmatory signals used by the attitude adjuster to convince vessels from the ship's store at Pittenth that they were being mobilized by the culture as a whole. These have been passed to me by each of the craft concerned. Signal files attached. The implication that the ships from Pittenth have been used as part of a conspiracy to trick the affront into a war has been noted. I imagine that the ships' mines named in the aforesaid files, and those others also concerned in the matter, will each wish to make a full explication of their motives, thoughts, and actions concerning this alleged stratagem, and take any further steps honor dictates. The mind of the LSV not invented here has taken its own life. Given the apparent, at least partial entrapment of the affront in this matter, further action against them of a punitive nature might seem to be both excessive and dishonorable. Please note that a copy of this signal, slightly edited for signal operational methodology and stripped of codes and ciphers, has been sent to the Affront High Command and Senate, as well as to the following news services, list attached, and the Galactic General Council. Regarding the accession itself, I have the following to report. Be seeing you. What? Where are you going? The sleeper service sense, as the grey area shot past it. Here, Chert Line wants to jump ship. The grey area displaced the ancient drone into the sleeper service. The giant GSV had finally come to a halt, not far from the 30 light-year limit the fate amenable to change had discovered, and the accession had seemingly set. The GSV's war fleet was still deployed, set out in a year's radius hemisphere throughout the skein, while the affronter's fleet of tricked culture craft gathered together and opened their armament and armor systems to the scrutiny and control of the Killing Time and its comrades. The affront officers were transferred aboard the Killing Time still in their spacesuits, while the GSV What Is the Answer and Why quickly readied secure accommodation for them. Come back! The gray area was too far away. Tight beam M8 TRA at 4.28.891.7393 XGSV sleeper service OGCU grey area. Come back! What are you doing? Are you trying to ruin everything? Wide beam moraine clear. TRA at 4.28.891.7393+. XGCU Grey Area. OGSV Sleeper Service. It's all right. Goodbye and farewell. What's it up to? The GSV asked the drone Chert Line, hovering in the mini-bay it had been displaced to. "Oh, really down now?" the drone replied. "It wouldn't tell me. But I think it was in communication with the accession." "Communication!" The sleeper briefly considered trying to stop the smaller craft. The GCU was heading out past it for the 30 light-year limit, straight towards the accession, and still accelerating. The GSV decided to let it go. Its engines would fail. About now. Fail they did, but just before they stopped working, the grey area carried out a bizarre course maneuver, angling its run so that it was falling towards the energy grid. It would coast without power down to the grid and be destroyed. Madness, thought the sleeper, but was too far away to do anything. Tight beam M8, TRA at 4.28.891.7394 minus. X GSV sleeper service, O GCU grey area. What has happened? Why are you doing this? Has your integrity been compromised? Wide beam, McClear TRA at 4.28.891.7394. XGCU grey area, OGSV sleeper service. No, I'm fine. The sleeper didn't have time for another signal. The grey area dived into the energy grid, flickered once, and then vanished far, far below, in a tiny, scintillating flare of radiations. The GSV inspected the resulting shell of energies. It certainly looked like destruction. The sleeper studied that final flicker the GCU had given just before it had encountered the grid. It still looked like it had been destroyed. But there was just a hint. A human would have shaken her or his head. When the sleeper returned its attention to the accession, it had gone. There was nothing present on the skein of real space, and no sign of even the merest disturbance on either of the energy grids. No, thought the sleeper service, experiencing a terrible sense of frustration. No, damn you, don't just go. Not without some sort of reason, some explanation, some rationale. A few seconds later, the GCU fate amenable to change, as the nearest available craft, was persuaded that it might try approaching the accession's last known position. When it did so, and passed over the 30 light-year limits, its engines worked normally, and continued to do so all the way in. However, it refused to go any further than the original closest approach limit it had set itself over a month earlier. The killing time was more than happy to oblige. It raced in at maximum acceleration, and at the very last moment instituted a crash stop, finally coming shuddering to rest exactly where the accession had been. It reported disappointedly that there was absolutely nothing to be seen.